On the streets of Dublin, Ireland, where a mother and her daughter were out for a casual jog, the mother realized that her daughter was behind her, but not too far back. She reached home and got preoccupied. A few hours passed and her daughter was still not home. The mother was really worried as she realized it was getting dark outside and her daughter should have been home by now. She was about to call the police when suddenly she heard a banging on her door.
"Let me in, Mom! Let me in! Help! Help! Let me in!"
The mother rushed to the door to let her daughter in when she discovered that her child had been attacked. The police were called immediately, where they took a statement from the daughter. The victim was in her 20s. She had Down syndrome, and it was discovered that she was sexually assaulted and raped by an assailant who lived close by. This is known because the victim was able to identify the door of the apartment that she was forcefully pushed into. Police interviewed each tenant from that building, but no witnesses came forward, and everyone said that they hadn't heard or seen anything. But the police in Ireland, known as Garda, were quick to set up surveillance in front of the building. They saw a man walking the streets back and forth, with no real purpose. Two girls were also taking a walk on the same street. They looked like teenagers. Suddenly, the police saw the man approaching the two girls in what looked like a very suspicious and forceful manner. They quickly intervened to help the girls escape. This man was 34-year-old Faisal Ilahi from Haripur, Pakistan. He moved to Ireland from Pakistan in 2005, where he was employed as a security guard. He would see couples holding hands and kissing and found that to be quite jarring. This went on for 2 years until suddenly a switch went off in his mind and he started going to nightclubs and bringing women home for sex. He was arrested in June 2013. The official charges were rape, sexual assault, and having sex with a mentally impaired person, but he pleaded not guilty for the rape and assault. In an interview with police, Faisal admitted to Garda that there was no limit to how many people he approached this way, and he said he went walking the streets looking for women to exert his sexual pleasures a few times a day. In June 2015, 2 years after his arrest, while he was being remanded in the Midlands prison awaiting trial, Faisal breached prison rules by disobeying the prison officers and banging on the back of the prison cell door while screaming and shouting. This caused other prison inmates to start shouting and banging on their doors as well. And this all became a big commotion for the prison guards to handle. As a result of his bad behavior, he was not allowed to attend evening recreation activities in jail for 28 days. In July of that same year, he was involved in a fight with another prisoner, and in August, he allegedly abused a prison officer.
Fuck you, asshole!
Each time, Faisal was punished by either not being allowed to participate in recreational activities or having to wear his prison jumpsuit each day without any break for months at a time. At the trial, evidence was presented to show that the victim was dehumanized. This is because her dignity was taken away. The victim was not able to be present in the same courtroom as her attacker due to her trauma. So she provided her testimony via a video call while tightly holding onto her pink teddy bear. The court heard that during the attack, Faisal brought the girl back to his home on South Circular Road and locked the door behind him, instilling more fear in the girl's mind. She said she was afraid he was going to kill or stab her. He would not let her leave, and so she panicked and started banging on the door, screaming, "Help, Mom, help!" And this is according to the Irish Times. The victim, who had come a long way in gaining independence, went backwards in her progress post-attack. She started sleeping in her mother's room. She experienced night terrors and also developed seizures. Faisal Ilahi represented himself in court and admitted that he propositioned many women as he walked the streets of Dublin near his home, asking if they would like to have some consensual fun, as he called it. And he went on to say he also hired prostitutes. Over the course of the trial, 16 women came forward to testify against Faisal, saying he approached them and tried to get them to go to his house with him. One woman even said that after a night out, she encountered Faisal on her street and he tried to force his way inside her home. Another woman said he appeared to just be friendly at first, but then he would offer cigarettes and wine and violently grabbed her by her arm.
"Don't you dare touch me! Stand back!"
Faisal admitted to having sexual contact, whatever that means, with the Down syndrome girl. But he claimed that he had no idea she was special needs because she appeared to look normal and seemed to be enjoying herself. I'm going to pause for a second and just say, what a scumbag. The poor girl was scared and probably not even able to process what was happening to her. He went on to claim that he didn't even know what Down syndrome was because in Pakistan, he said, quote, "People with a mental impairment are either kept at home or in hospitals, and they wear badges to indicate that they are disabled," unquote. According to the Irish Times, a psychologist that Faisal hired in his defense, named Dr. O'Leary, said that since the part of Pakistan that Faisal is from practices Sharia law, there are strict rules for physical contact between men and women. He said that since Faisal was used to those rules, he would have difficulty adapting to social norms and his IQ was also very low. To this, I have to say, that is no excuse. Religion should definitely not be allowed as a defense in this case or in any case. And frankly speaking, it's quite insulting that a doctor would bring this up to help justify this sick individual's actions. Judge Tony Hunt said, quote, "The frightening, appalling, disgusting, and depraved offense committed by Faisal Ilahi had taken away years of work in helping the woman lead an independent life," unquote. The judge announced a sentence in jail for 13 years after the jury deliberated for 2.5 hours in the 5-week-long trial. The judge also asked that Faisal Ilahi be deported back to Pakistan upon completing his sentence in an Ireland jail. When he was sentenced, the Pakistan ambassador at the time, Dr. Saeed Rizwan, told the press that Faisal Ilahi may have met with a harsher penalty if he had committed this offense in his native country. Since he was sentenced, Faisal Ilahi has tried to appeal his sentence, but has been unsuccessful each time. As of February 2023, which was about 10 years after he was initially arrested, he was deported back to Pakistan and was forced to register on the Sex Offenders Registry. This is a newly launched registry in Pakistan in which convicted offenders are accessible to citizens through a text message service, and this will be continually updated in real time with the assistance of law enforcement agencies and provincial administrations throughout the country. It is maintained through NADRA system, which is the National Database and Registration Authority. This is similar to a social insurance number in Canada or a social security number in the US. This system can be used to verify the identity of a person hired for household chores or employing them at universities, colleges, or other workplaces. The mission is to try and maintain the safety and security of the most vulnerable individuals in society who are most prone to violence, and this includes all women and children. To utilize a service, citizens can simply send a 13-digit ID number via a text message to 7000. Following the verification process, they will receive a response in Urdu cautioning them against allowing individuals included in the registry to be in the presence of women or children. I'm not sure how much this registry is actually enforced or used, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. So that brings me to the end of this mini-sode. Do leave a comment or a review, and remember that Crime Stories of Pakistan is on Patreon for anyone wishing to support our podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm your host, Naz, signing off. Join me again for another Crime Story of Pakistan with Naz and Jehan. Until next time, keep your eyes and ears open and vigilant. Keep contact with your children at all times, and let your curiosity lead you down a road that's less traveled.